bad day at the office, mate. Your opinion?
Yeah, I'm disappointed. I'm not disappointed that we lost the game, because I thought that we deserved to lose the game. I'm disappointed in our performance. No, I thought first half we defended well. The team worked hard, but we lacked quality and went in with a one goal lead, which I think probably on reflection of the first half was probably an unfair lead. You know, I thought that probably was evens, and then we asked them to start the second half well, and we didn't. You know, it was lazy, letting the ball go in between the fullback and the wide man, and then the goalkeeper gets beat at the near post. And then the second goal was disappointing because it came from our corner. You know, poor recross, and then we got countered, and you know, for that's not acceptable. And and then, you know, even though we played poorly, I thought we had two great chances with Liam McDeffitt and Lee Chaffee, both missing the target. And no, that was our real opportunity, Nige, to get back on level terms and take a point from a game that we didn't perform well in. And you know, at that point we decided to go with three at the back and put three up, and we were chasing the game. And when you're doing that, you're always susceptible to getting hit on the break, and that's what happened for the third goal. So yeah, overall I thought you know, it was a disappointing performance. And
it was after Tuesday night, not really that good. We didn't look particularly good in possession nor out of it really today.
Look, nice, to be fair, it's been coming. You know, I thought we were average against Kings Langley, good defensively but average in possession. I thought Tuesday night, you know, we didn't deserve to win that game, but we did. And it's sort of the last two results have papered over average performances really by getting the 3 points. And you know, I said it's not about playing well, but to get points consistently you do have to perform well. You know, you can't just turn up at this level, play against a team like Biggleswade and underperform and expect to just get over the line. And that's something we'll be addressing. You know, I do have spoken to the players a lot about that we need to be better in possession. You know, we weren't great, but at the end of the day we've conceded 6 goals in 3 games now, you know, 1, 2 and 3. And today you can't have to go away to Stratford, you can't have to come away to Biggleswade and score 3 goals to win games, because it doesn't happen. So we have to go back to stop conceding, to give ourselves a better chance, and we do have to perform better in possession to create more opportunities to score. So there's lots for us to work on. You know, I didn't overreact. I don't think it needed an overreaction. You know, we just had a word with the players and just said it is a bit of a wake-up call. We do they do now need to work a little bit harder and be better. And you know, we've got an important game now Tuesday night against Barton Rovers in the Cup, which I'm hoping we can go there and perform better, and if we do we give ourselves a better chance of winning the game.
Indeed we do. Oh, missing Tom McGowan in the middle there, how near is he to fitness?
Yeah, a couple of weeks I think. We do miss Macca, we do miss his energy. You know, Jack and Jack have done well together, but I do think they are relatively similar. You know, we chose to put Jared in there today for a bit of creativity, and the first half it didn't happen for him. We got him a little bit higher in the second half, but look, I got to be honest, Nige, I thought their two centre halves were excellent, and I thought their number 8 was the best player on the pitch. You know, so in all said, when the best three players are in the opposition team, and two of them the centre halves and one of them the centre midfielder, it's going to be hard. And I thought we were a little bit predictable, we were a little bit too direct. They won everything airily, they picked up every second ball. Even their number 4 I thought was really intelligent. He was proactive, he you know, anticipated things and picked things up and got on the ball. So you know, I've got no qualms with the result at all. I thought the better team on the day won. You know, if we'd taken maybe one of those two chances, we might have nicked a draw. But you know, I think overall, we just it's a bit of a wake up call for us all.
Indeed,
that we go again Tuesday.
Yep, got what he deserved today. Let's go out and do the job on Tuesday.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, Nige.
Cheers, mate.